Would everyone in the Senate chambers, as well as our guests in the upper galleries, please rise for a prayer by Reverend Gawk, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
From the 103rd Psalm we hear, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and do not forget all his benefits." Lord, you give us what we need, strength to do our work, wisdom to lead, and courage to face the day's challenges. But we also ask that you will grant us the favor to lead us down the paths that we need to walk and work to reach the goals that you have set before us. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Bratton, Brown, Burleson, Searpoy, Crawford, Eigel, Esslinger, Gannon, Higeman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Luchtmeyer, May, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Onder, Razor, Rader, Riddle, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schatz, Shoup, Washington, White, Whelan, Williams.
Senator from the 8th, he is here. A senator from Andrew is here. Senator from the 4th is here. Senator from Callaway County is here. Quorum has been established. The Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 47th day, Monday, April 12th, 2021. The Senate met pursuant
Senator
to
from
adjournment.
Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though I haven't been fully read.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Boone renews his motion that the reading of the journal be dispensed with, but it be approved as though it hadn't been fully read. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal. Introduction of guests. The senator from the 5th District.
Thank you, Mr. President. To your left and my right, I have Dr. Melissa Nash here with us. She's from Yate Minlandell Middle School in the city of St. Louis and came up to testify about urban farming in the city of St. Louis. If the body would please join me in making her feel welcome, I'd appreciate it.
Let's welcome Dr. Nash to the Senate chamber today. The senator from the 7th District of Jackson County was first on his feet.
President, a moment of personal privilege.
The senator from the 7th has requested a moment of personal privilege. Senator, please proceed.
In January of 2018, the senator from the 5th joined the Missouri Air National Guard. He completed his total force officer training at Maxwell Air Force Base in Montgomery, Alabama. After successfully completing this officer leadership training, he was commissioned as a second lieutenant. While originally in military intelligence, he has since moved on to the JAG Corps. This past weekend, the senator from the 5th was promoted to the rank of captain in the United States Air Force, which is an honor for him and for us as a body. So I hope everyone here will join me in thanking the senator for his service and to congratulate the captain from the 5th.
Congratulate the captain and thank him for his service. Introduction of guests, the senator from Jefferson County.
Thank you, Mr. President. To my left and to your right is J.C. Fuller. Would you please stand, J.C.? She's from the DeSoto High School. She's a senior this year. She is being recognized as the MSHSA Class 1 State Championship in High School Wrestling. Over the course of 3 years, JC has compiled an unheard of undefeated career record of 121-0 and was 39-0 this season, pinning every opponent in the first period. JC will be attending McKendree University on an academic and athletic scholarship. Her parents are here today. Would you please stand? Jay and Amber Fuller, and her coach, would you please stand? John Brown is here today, his wife. Stand, please, and their son. And I would ask that the body make JC, her family, and coaches welcome.
Let's welcome the Fullers, the family, and coaches to the chamber. Congratulations to a champion. Introduction of guests, the senator from Ozark.
I rise to request a point of personal privilege.
The senator from Ozark County has requested a point of personal privilege. Senator, please proceed.
Thank you. April 11th through the 17th is National Public Safety Telecommunicator Week. 911 telecommunications are our first and most critical during a crisis. This week, the Missouri 911 Service Board released a report to the General Assembly that shows vast improvements to Missouri's 911 system since legislation to support 911 passed in 2018. By 2022, there will be 101 additional counties that are able to locate callers from cell phones, and 56 counties will be capable to receive text to 911. Statewide, counties are benefiting from a 3% prepaid wireless surcharge, as well as the option to collect 911 dedicated fees from cell phones for the first time. The 911 Service Board Trust Fund has held three grant cycles, resulting in $2.8 million additional 911 funding. Among these projects is one very important to my district that will interconnect Wright, Howell, Ozark, and Douglas. And finally, these counties will be fully equipped with the technology needed to locate cell phone callers and accept text messages. Currently, Ozark and Douglas County do not have 911 answering equipment, which means emergency calls go to a 7-digit line where call takers do not receive any information on the caller. My office has prepared a courtesy resolution as recognition of this week, and we have some telecommunicators visiting the Capitol this morning. I'd like them to raise their hand so they can be identified, and I ask my Senate colleagues to give them a hand for their hard work and every day to help Missourians in their time of need. Thank you, Mr. President.
Let's welcome the guests of the Senator from Ozark to the Senate chamber today and appreciate your service. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions, concurrent resolutions. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports to standing committees, and I'd ask that you recognize me for a report.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be reports of standing committees. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics has a report.
Please send your report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill No. 126, begs leave to report that it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Respectfully submitted, Senator Rowden, Chairman.
Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Could you please refer Senate substitute for Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 57 to the Committee on Government Accountability and Fiscal Oversight?
That shall be so referred. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be announcements. Announcements. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand in recess until 2 p.m. this day.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand in recess until 2 p.m. this day.